thank you so much for listening to today's In Case You Missed It. Well, if you missed it this morning, you missed the Kids Comedy Corner.
It was cute.
It's the Kids Comedy Corner. Do you have a joke?
Yeah.
Okay, right. What is it?
Why is 6 afraid of 7?
Why is 6 afraid of 7? Why?
7, 8, 9.
That's a good one.
Oh, 7, 8, 9.
Man, that 7's a meanie, ain't he?
Oh, number 8er.
Yeah. Hey, what's your name?
Jackson,
that's a great joke. Thank you so much for calling and participating in the Kids Comedy Corner today.
Thanks, Jackson.
My son has a kid joke.
Okay, right. Let's hear it.
Why do cows have bells?
Why do cows have bells? Why do cows have bells?
Because their horns don't work.
Oh, hey, what's your name?
Riley,
thanks so much for the call. We appreciate
You're awesome, Riley.
What do you say?
Thank you.
All right. See you. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Bye. It's the Kids Comedy Corner. Do you have a joke?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. What is it?
Why is 6 afraid of 7?
Why is 6 afraid of 7? Why?
7, 8, 9.
That's a good one.
Oh, 7, 8, 9.
Man, that 7's a meanie, ain't he?
Oh, number 8er.
Yeah. Hey, what's your name?
Jackson,
that's a great joke. Thank you so much for calling and participating in the Kids Comedy Corner today.
Thanks, Jackson.
Hello, Kicks Country.
My son has a joke for the Kids Joke Corner.
Yeah, all yeah. Right. Let's hear it.
Okay, hang on 1 second.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cow says
who?
Cow says moo.
Oh, Tony's such a dummy, isn't he?
Cows don't say who, do they?
Hey,
what's your name?
Bodie.
Hey, Bodie. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Doing
good.
Awesome. I can't wait to hear your joke.
If you're an Indian when you go into the bathroom, and if you're an Indian when you come out of the bathroom, what do you when you're in the bathroom?
What?
European.
That's a good one.
My daughter has a joke for the joke corner.
Okay.
All right, let's have it.
Okay, here she is.
Why do ducks have feathers?
Why?
To cover up their butt crack.
Hey, it's Foster. How y'all doing this morning?
Hey, Foster, what are you doing?
I just called to say you fellas are doing an excellent job this morning by letting them kids tell them jokes.
instead of us.
Yeah. Smart, Alec.
Thanks, Foster.
Yeah, thanks, Foster.
I have a joke.
Okay, right, let's hear it.
What do you call a shoe that flips on a banana?
A shoe that slips on a banana. What do you call that? I don't know.
A slipper.
Hey, what's your name?
Noah.
Hey, don't chew any free gum you find under desk today.
Okay.
Right.
Don't eat glue either.
No, stop it. Noah, thanks for calling, man. We appreciate it.
I make glue. It's awful. Bye, Noah.
Bye.
Old Grandpa came by for a visit.
Boy, did he.
What in the girl dang world's going on in all these stores out there? I was in a store picking me up some Metamucil the other day, and they already have all the Christmas decorations up. Big giant Santas and reindeer and snowmen, it's barely November! Back in my day, you had Christmas on Christmas Day! You got up early, you put on your Sunday best, you went to church, you came home, and you didn't have no presents, so maybe your mom gave you an orange, and you were thankful you got it! Those were the days! Now these no-good brats today want 50 presents, Xboxes and iPhones, $1,000 gifts. Well, fooey! I'm not made of money, and I'm not Santa! So take down all your snowmen and reindeer. Guess what? You're getting an orange this year!
Officer Smith Wesson was here cracking down.
Hello! This is Commander, Captain, Lieutenant, Master Sergeant, Special Forces, and Fantasy Football Coach Smith Wesson! Today's reminder is, we're cracking down on sneaking squirters. every day. Sneakin' squirters open cologne and perfume boxes and take a free squirt and then don't purchase the item. You wouldn't do this to toilet paper, would ya? No, because it's stealing and we're cracking down.
If you added up the problem worldwide, it would add up to hundreds of thousands of dollars, which would completely build a couple of animal shelters.
See? Y'all kill kittens! Every squirt is the lifeless body of a kitten spraying through the air!
No. What I'm saying is globally, every squirt and theft could add up to money that would go to good charities, possibly veterans.
Now you hate America! You may as well blow your nose in the flag, you commie cologne con artist! Squirt stealing is a crime! The way I see it, you're an independent terrorist, and I'm cracking down!
Brought to you by PASAC, People Against Sneak Squirting and Communism.
Ladies, if you're one of the lucky ones, quote-unquote lucky ones, that Tony pops the question to, here's how he plans on doing it. You can have your own dream fantasy of how you want to do it.
I've got one.
Oh, okay.
I know how I'm going to propose the next time, and it's a win-win.
All right, ladies, you may want to sit down for this.
Well, this is how it's going to happen.
Okay.
You know the geese at the park with the numbered collars on them?
Yeah.
You put the ring around the goose's neck, and then you look over at her and you say, listen, if you don't marry me, that goose is going to die.
Danny's on the phone. Danny, how did you propose?
When I proposed to Precious,
yeah,
it was with a bubble gum ring at the Kmart.
Daggum. Man.
I was broke. I didn't have no money when she met me. And I ain't got much money now, but, you know, I didn't have no money then. I was just coming off of, you know, a crazy society life.
Yeah. Was it one of those sucker rings?
No, it was just a little 50-cent plastic ring, and, you know, she still got it in her jewelry box.
Oh, ain't that sweet, Danny?
See, that's what it's all about, your love, man.
Yeah, it's all about the love.
Their mouth shut.
Yeah.
That's right. Dang, that's cool. I hope the goose doesn't die, Tony.
Yeah, that's... The hard part is getting the proposal ring around the goose's neck without killing the
and
goose.
And finding the girl with big enough fingers that it'd fit over a goose's neck.
Well, no, it needs to be a little tight. She needs to see the goose's neck.
Yeah.
It needs to be a little tight, or she won't say yes.
Right, but if you got to call the fire department to get it off, that takes the romance away.
Yeah.
I don't know. She might like firemen.
I did it, Danny. You ain't.
Tony had a doozy of a word of the day today.
Thank you.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Limb Jim. Limb Jim is what happens if you rip open a Slim Jim and there's a stick in it. Limb Jim.
Last Tony's Word of the Day.
And of course, we had the best country lyric that's never been written.
But it should.
Quack, quack.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never
written. Holy quack, quack, holy quack, quack, said the unlucky duck.
Holy quack, quack.
Right before he got hit by a big semi-truck.
Holy quack, quack.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's Real Good. 69-year-old guy named George Demopoulos. And George owns a Greek diner outside Detroit called George's Senate Coney Island.
Sounds yummy.
A photo of a sign he recently put up on the front window is going viral. It's all over the internet because he's offering a free Thanksgiving dinner to anyone who doesn't have someone to eat with this year.
Oh.
So if you're lonely
and there
you
are
need
those.
Somebody, George's doors are open to you. This is a great idea. He says that before he came to America 46 years ago, he lived on the streets in Greece for a while. And he's never forgotten what it was like to have to beg for food. So he does this to help the homeless. But also anybody who doesn't have somewhere to go this year. So if you're, like, I guess if you worked in Detroit but your family was from somewhere else and you just couldn't get back home, Georgia's door is open to you.
Look around. There's sad people alone on Thanksgiving.
And now, this isn't just a promotional stunt that he's doing this year. He's not even the one who put it out on the internet.
He wasn't?
No. He's been doing this every Thanksgiving for the past decade.
Doing it anonymously.
Right. It just happened to go viral this year. He's been doing it for a decade.
What a man.
It's also not a Thanksgiving thing either. He says anytime someone comes in who can't afford to eat, he gives them a free meal. And last Easter, he did a meal same way. You know, if you just need some place to go or you're homeless, and he fed 80 people this past Easter.
Bless this man. Bless George and his business.
Amazing.
Wow.
George, dude, you are real good. Thank you guys so much for listening today. Don't forget to share it. Listen to this multiple times.
Make your coworkers listen.
We're trying to get that podcast bonus. So listen to it as many times as you can.
Podcast bonus. Yeah.
Yeah, we get free Dipsy Doodle if we win. And we really, really want some Dipsy Doodle. Anyway, thanks for listening to today's In Case You Missed It.